Thanks for listening to the Revival Today podcast with evangelist Adalys Shuttlesworth. To stay connected, check us out on Facebook and Instagram or online at revivaltoday.com. Now, here's evangelist Adalys.
Hi, everybody. It is that time again. We got the podcast happening. I feel like we should have like a jingle. You know what I mean? The Adalys and Megalys show podcast. It's the Megalys and Adalys podcast. That flows better. Megalys, Adalys. Not Adalys, Megalys. It sound pretty much the same. I just want to say hi to everybody. How's it going? It is now the second podcast of the year. We're on a roll, Max.
Wow.
Look at us, huh? You're making it. You're making it right now. And I just want to wish you guys a really great time of prayer and fasting. And hopefully you've been doing this with us. And if you haven't, where the heck have you been?
How's it going for you?
It's all right. You know what? Like, I just found out that it's going to be like super, super cold next week. And I'm like, I'm down. I'm a little down on myself.
Yeah.
And let me tell you why. Because when it gets that cold, I want to be like on my couch, cuddled up, huddled by the fire. With chili. You
know. I just want like a big spaghetti.
Bowl with Mary's spaghetti. Let me tell you, Mary, we have this friend and she...
I sent her a video because Anna, it made, you saw it?
I saw it. She wrote cinnamon, S-I-N-A-M-O-N.
But then she called it red sauce. Yeah. She actually wrote out whatever and it was red sauce. So if that's like the Italian, they don't call it pasta sauce. They don't call it.
It's red.
It's the red sauce. Yeah. So Anna, she adhered to that and was like this red sauce with cinnamon. Anyways, it's delicious. I'm not going to talk.
Don't talk about it. And why is my hair like this? We're flowing with it, okay? Because just mind your business.
Electrolyte water is a must. Have you been doing your electrolytes?
No.
And the best one is called Relight, R-E-L-Y.
Judy told you about that.
This one was actually...
She told me to get it and I forgot to do it.
This one was... Yeah, it's upstairs. This one was the UFC guy from Montreal. His name again?
You've taken just a couple sips and I've seen life just infused.
So he said this is the best one that there is. And this was a pre-workout. They use it for a pre-workout to just kind of like lively up yourself, in the words of Bob Marley. But it tastes the best because I think Rom has a hydration pack over there and it just tastes like salt water. It tastes like you have a mouthful of like ocean water. It's gross.
Gross.
But Relight, and in this, the flavor that I have that I can only vouch for is the strawberry lemonade.
Good.
Yeah, very good. Very good. I mean, I've drank the whole thing. So I'm very happy. And it's made with the same rock salt. The good quality rock salt, you know, the brand that I'm talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. How's your fast going?
You know, can't really keep it much down at this point. It's just, you know, I've got the shizzes. And well, so.
Oh, you know, let's talk about.
You wanted to know what my life was about. So.
So Mary, you know, before.
That's what I feel like. I feel like I am.
Made this red
hungry
sauce
all of the time.
And
why are we talking about red sauce?
Because I am upset that I can't have chili or red sauce when it's like really cold next week.
Yeah, it's gonna be very
but,
cold.
But so this is
it's gonna peak. Wait, Andrea, have you been here for winter?
No. This is hers.
This is winter, kind of. So next week, it's going to be very, very cold. So is this the first time you guys are here for a winter?
Why do people not understand? I put 3 cream, 2 sugar. Es que no se puede. No se puede.
Amazing. Amazing. It's going to be really cold next week. So
did you give a Sandra's chai?
I did. I got 2. Oh.
Did you give Sandra her chai?
Yes.
Okay. Did you try your chai?
No, about to.
Go ahead. Try it.
Come
try it with you. The people. I too got a chai.
Take us through. You've had this?
I have not.
You have not? Ready?
But it looks like, look at that.
It looks.
Oh, that's frothy. That's frothy. I am shooken.
Oh, it already smells like straight sugar.
It is.
Gingery.
It's not bad.
Sweet.
It's not bad. I feel like it's
definitely
sweet. Definitely pre-sweetened.
Thank God we didn't add more sugar to that.
Mm-hmm. I prefer a chai that's a little bit more, has more of a spice to it. Mm-hmm. So more ginger.
Not so chemically.
Yes. This is sugar that's been sitting for a few days.
It's actually good.
But it's good.
Yeah.
Just not good for you.
Right. Yeah. No, for sure. It's.
That's okay.
Loaded, chock full of sugar, that's but it's fine. Tasty.
Is it good for you? This fast, you can register at rtcregister.com. We're here till the 22nd, and make sure you join.
That's right. That's
what? How many registrations are we at right now? If you haven't registered, register now.
So Mary comes over at Mag's house and makes this amazing red sauce
in like 5 seconds.
And I go over and I say, "Hey, I want to try that spaghetti." Mags makes me a bowl this big. She don't make me a bowl this big. There was a bowl this big because Mary, you know, she's Italian. She's like a true Italian. So she makes like portions for a family of 50.
I was rationing out the bowl. First of all, what you never come to my house and you like anything. So I was like, am I going to give you a heaping bowl of pasta or am I going to give you a little sample? And if you
all
like
I know
it,
is
then
that
you can
I started
keep eating
this
it.
Fast at a deficit because I wanted more of that pasta and it was your fault. 4,400 people registered.
And then she puts like Parmesan cheese right into the sauce. So it's.
I will move up higher. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
I will move up higher.
We have only 2 days left until we're halfway through.
That's good. I will move up higher. I will move up higher. Get in the shot, dummy. I'll place my sights above the clouds.
Wait. You waste your sights above the clouds?
Oof. Did I say I waste my sights above the clouds?
You did.
I can't get that song. For whatever reason, it doesn't register in my mind. I can't register. I set my sights above the clouds.
Above the clouds.
Where moth and hail does... That's how I've been singing it. I literally am in my quiet place where I'm literally like, I'm speaking to the Lord and I literally speak out those words. Where moth and hail. It's
moth and hail. I don't even know where this came from.
It sounds like
yeah. So anyway, I have to do better, but this is me during the song. I'm literally like hanging on to every single lyric. Because I just can't, for whatever reason, I just can't process the lyrics.
I feel like everybody grows up like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I will move up higher. That's the whole moral of the story. So that's all. But that's the confession that we make. I took way too much of a sip.
I will move.
Yeah, see?
That's literally the only part. I mean, that's the important part.
See, I didn't even notice. I didn't even notice that he was singing it right. I was like, wow, I'm the minister too.
It's true. That's praise the only part Lord. That I get. But so, thank you. I will move up higher. You got to go back in.
Jeez, I don't know what key.
I will move. He can't follow me.
I will move up higher. I will move up higher.
Yeah. I am my side. Tony's got a guitar too. Above.
That That's where I thought that says moth and hill.
Where God does dwell and his glory does prevail.
Okay.
You hit that note. You hit that note, Tony. So, we're going higher.
Amen.
With empty stomachs, but we're going higher. Okay?
Like squeaky clean.
Mags, we ain't nobody. Stop. Nobody wants to know that.
It's just literally squeaky clean.
So I'm sorry that all of this happened and we haven't even gotten into our you know, what we were talking about. So maybe
Stereo looks like it's that's happening. On. Yeah.
Let's do it.
I know. That seems like it's going to be a thing here.
Okay. Well, we're getting back on Stereo. If you don't know nothing about that, follow us. Download the Stereo app because we're about to get on there. And for those of you that are listening to the podcast, we'd love to hear questions from you. We might just do a live one day and just take your questions and answer them because I think that would be fun. But for now, we are talking about holding grudges. I know. So if you are going to share this with somebody that's, you know, maybe going through a difficult time, make sure that you tell them, hey, start at minute whatever this is, just to avoid the nonsensical stuff that has just been happening here in the studio. Burnt, acidic. Mm. All I'm asking for is one decent cup of coffee.
You don't like that?
It's a little acidic.
Oh, I think it tastes good. Do you want to try this chai?
No, I don't. I don't like chai. The only chai that I ever liked was Alyssa's chai.
Oh, that's true.
And it was homemade.
Yeah.
So sorry, bougie. Anyway, so what are we doing? Ephesians 4, verse 31 and 32. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. God in Christ forgave you. How God in Christ forgave you. You think I'm going somewhere, but I'm not going where you think I'm going. It's not about holding grudges. I want you to just highlight God in Christ forgave me. Mm-hmm. God, who is perfect, came through the being of Jesus Christ, flesh and bone, Jesus Christ, who was birthed here from Mary and the Holy Spirit, and he embodied, or he just wrapped himself in flesh and bone for yours sake and my sake. Okay.
Can we just show you the picture real quick? I just want to bless people with this. Go ahead. Show the picture.
What is that?
That was my baby girl yesterday getting prayed for by Pastor Dallas.
She is so tender.
She is. I can just literally sit and look at this picture for hours.
Yeah, you were getting like a little emotional.
Is she?
You have like a cold heart down there. Just like
perfect or what? When it comes to my children, it literally does. My heart of stone turns into a heart of flesh.
It did, yeah.
But look at her. She's gonna be eight.
She's
going to be eight.
What y'all don't know about this little girl? And Rom was crying over there too. What you don't understand about this little individual here is that she's a little firecracker. She's a little firecracker. She's got helps. She's got the anointing of helps. But what you don't understand is that this girl can sing. She can sing. And I'm telling you, she could keep a note. I was speaking past her brain into her spirit. This girl can sing. Okay. I'm just saying it here. I'm declaring it. And that's the word that I gave her yesterday. I said, the Lord's going to do something because she's, you know, her and Camila have already mapped out their lives. You know, she's like, I'm going to be the assistant to Camila's everything. And I was like, let's hold off on that plan.
They turned it into pastor and assistant pastor.
Okay.
And so...
Because Camila was like, recruited her. She's like, if I'm away on travel, you got to hold the fort down. This is a conversation that our children have had.
Pastor Jonathan said that he was with them and they were playing church. And so Anna would open up the service and remind everybody membership classes this week and then give the mic over to Camila where Camila would do the preaching and then the altar call. Then they would actually tag team the worship set together. True?
True.
Oh, it just was just amazing.
That's it. And they're just so special. They really are. But in one of the conversations, she said, if I'm not around, you're going to have to pray for people. And I was like, oop, don't do that. And she's like, then push yourself to do better. And I was like, no, I will not go in front of people and pray. And so the Lord's doing a work, okay?
Oh, my word.
But these things are just like so amazing to me that this is even like a conversation that they're having.
Is that something?
But there's a special gift. There's special giftings on that little one.
She's going to be 8 on the 20th.
I'm trying to find you a picture. Here it is. Boom. Oh, look, I got one better. It's a video.
I'm just beaming. If I'm beaming, it's because just give me, let me be me. Let me do me. Okay. Like this is just bringing life right now.
Look, oh my gosh. Wait till you guys see this.
I just love that girl.
First of all, they all got dressed up and their audience is an audience of several. Why isn't it not working? Why can't I send it to you? Their audience is several Squishmallows. So, hold on. Boom, boom. Boom, boom. Oh my gosh, wait till you see these chanclas, yo. Okay, Ram, I sent them to you. So once you get them, you can hit ready. But it's just interesting that little girl has got so much in her, a wealth of good. But anyways, these meetings have been really great. And it's just pushing in, pursuing the Spirit of God for your life and not relenting, not giving up. I think that's where I'm just kind of like, we're going to be driving to this place. We're going to be driving to this location. So I made mention that we're talking about holding grudges, but it is past the earthly way or the earthly relationships we have in holding grudges. It's past that. It is towards God. We're holding things against God. And we have to do away with this. I don't even think I've ever discussed this. I don't think I've ever had this as a topic of conversation. But where I'm gunning at is how easy people can call it quits because God doesn't do a specific something in their life.
I see.
And it irritates me because, like we were reading,
Ephesians,
Galatians 6.
Oh, just kidding.
It says, "Don't grow weary in doing well, because in due season we will reap if we don't lose heart. Let us not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up." Ram's already tearing up. So we cannot give up. Okay, watch this. This is Camila. Apparently in a preacher's outfit, which I think is a little inappropriate. A little
Sunday,
short, but that's her
really
mic. It's a pen
great.
With a Squishmallow attached
Sunday,
to it.
For those of you who are watching, when you come, there will be gift cards And we are doing the Christmas.
So what you guys are not seeing is that behind this camera angle is Anna recording the whole thing. To the side, that is the stadium with all of the squishmallows. If you can't hear anything, you can just move on to the pictures. That's her in our kitchen. Look at the shoes. And again, that's, I got to talk to her about.
Modesty.
That is the crowd.
Oh, that's right. Because what it, these are actual pictures that Anna took because she was also the photographer.
That's why
she
they're
was media.
Yes.
So she was media. Yes. Look.
There's that. Okay. So this is them lining the squishmallows up, just like we line our people up in our sanctuary to pray for them. So, and oh, no, I'm sorry. This is the Dallas-Fort Worth location. This is the other remote. So there's a crowd live, and then there's another crowd watching from a remote location next.
So they even had a remote location.
Even a remote location. Is there any other pictures?
That is so great. Yeah, I just love this picture because I can just see her standing there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's too much.
Bring it back to Anna. Because Anna also had a part. There it is. So she took the mic.
Yeah.
So that was new. Because usually it's not like that. Usually Camila does everything and Anna's like behind the scenes. But this time she grabbed the mic. And guess what? She led worship.
I can't.
So,
you're so sweet, what a girl.
I love it. I love that. But like, why do we lose that in life? Like people just get jaded and people just, there's like a loss of love. And now I'm going to sound like super emotional and super like deep for apparently no reason, but I don't even care that I'm going here. But like, why do we lose that trust in God? And when do we lose the love and the passion and the fervor to follow him? Mm-hmm. When do we lose that? And why do we lose that? And on the heels of what I was talking about, it's like, why do we, and hear me out, because we are praying for things to change in our lives. We are praying for the manifestation of certain things in our lives that we haven't yet seen. Okay. So I'm not praying. I'm not saying that this is silly what we're doing in asking God to move, but is that the main motivator in your life? In the time of prayer and fasting, is, you know, God moving on your behalf for your behalf, is that the reason why you serve him? Is that why we're doing this? Is because of what you can get from God? And trust and believe, we talk about receiving from God and how important it is. So I'm not belittling the whole reason even why you might be praying and fasting. But I want to push past that a little bit and get into some deep stuff with you and ask you these questions. And why is it that people base their their relationship, how healthy it is with God, based on what they get? And why is it that so many individuals, when they don't get something from God, do they feel to just walk away and give up? It's been something that's on my mind. And I just wanted to bring it here for an open discussion, Megs. So I throw it to you.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm like, that's such a many layered why. Why do I think that people are selfish and self-seeking? Is that the whole moral?
Maybe.
Is that
maybe. What maybe.
I think it's they get, I mean, I guess you could take it, I have to, in my mind, I always try to take spiritual things to the earthly realm. So why does that happen in marriages? Why does that happen with, you know, friendships or any kind of like earthly relationship? Where along the line does it become more about what I can get versus what I can, I genuinely like, loving that person? Is that where you're going?
Yes. And I, you hit a note there, because ultimately it all boils down to the love aspect.
Right.
I love Cam, not because of what she gives me.
Right.
But because I love her as an individual. I love spending time with her. I love her character. I love how she makes me laugh. I love being around my kid. Like, I love her.
Yeah.
And if she didn't give me anything, I wouldn't be at a deficit.
100%.
So why can I look at God and say, if you don't come through for me here, then I can't serve you? Why is that okay?
It's not okay.
Well, but I want to know why this mentality is so
prevalent
in the body of Christ, and nobody talks about it. Maybe people talk about it. I just don't listen to a whole bunch of people. But like, why is it that, and I'm talking to you on a fast, believing God for certain things to open up. Mm-hmm. But what it all boils down to, I guess, in a sense, and this is not an out. And this is why, like, at certain points, but I don't care because I'm going to fast and I don't care. There's certain things that I cannot talk about without it being misconstrued, where it's like, oh, so she's saying not to press in, not to pray about certain things and not to ask God for anything. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying this as a heart motive, as a check on your heart, a heart checkup. That's what we should call this.
Perfect.
Let's check our hearts and not to go to your cardiologist. Okay. This is a heart check to see, is you serving God contingent on the blessing? Is it contingent on what you can receive? If God didn't come through for any for you at all in any aspect, which is you know, impossible. But if he didn't come through, let's just go down this train of mind for a second, and not out of unbelief, because we know what the word of God declares. But boil it down. If he never came through for anything that you're asking for, would that affect your relationship with him? Would you be like, this faith thing, it didn't work for me and I'm out? And I know that there's a lot there, Mags. I didn't know that there's a lot there. Mm-hmm. But it's what I've been thinking about. And you know, I have experienced loss in my life. Now I'm going down deeper. We're just going to go.
Good.
We're just going to slide down here. And I've experienced loss. I've experienced the loss of my son. And there was a moment in time, in the beginning of this loss, that I looked at that and I said, that's not fair. How can I, the wife of Jonathan Shuttlesworth, a minister, because at this point I was ministering, of the gospel of Jesus, a person who preaches quite exactly the opposite of what it is that I'm receiving here, how can this happen? And how can I move forward believing? How can I move forward from this situation and have it not change my view on God and healing and all of these things? How can I move from there? And so then I began to think, how could you have done this to me? How could you have done this to me? Why would you allow this to happen to me?
Oh my.
Look at me.
Yeah.
Look at all of this stuff that's happened. I don't deserve this. I deserve better than this. I deserve more than this.
Man, we're getting there right now. We're going.
We're going deep.
Diving in, y'all.
We're digging deep.
How did you get out of it?
And it was like,
it was an echo
in my spirit about the words that I was saying. And then it bounced and hit me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, did I just say that?
Oof.
That I deserve better than this, that this is embarrassing towards my ego, that I preached against this.
Ay Dios.
That this is not what I've been standing on and saying, like, how dare you not come through for me? And I just started, like, honestly, I was in such disgust with the words that were, and I never said it out loud.
Wow.
But they were in my, again, it was like the voice came back and boop, just like hit me right in the face. And I was like, did I just think that? And then I realized, who are you?
Nada.
Who do you think you are? This is, you know, and then it just, it was a reminder to me at that point of how little I am.
Wow.
And it was a further reminder for me how the flesh could control and how experience and circumstances on the outside could change my opinion of my relationship with God, even though he didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, because this was the output, even though you weren't in the equation, because God is the source of life, never death. Every good and perfect gift comes from the Father, in whom there is no variance or shadow of turning. The Father of lights, in whom there is no variance or shadow of turning, the Bible says. So that means he's altogether light. There is no darkness in him at all. Spin it around any day of the week. He's going to be light. He's going to be life forever. He didn't wake up and be like, oh, boom, zap, your son's dead.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't him. This was not at, you know, this was not from, but because that was the outcome of it, I treated him poorly. Or at least I had the tendency to try to think like, why would you do this to me? Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so I remember being there in that state of mind and those thoughts coming back and hitting me and thinking to myself, what? What am I doing?
Yeah.
And then I had to kind of like check myself and realize like, this ain't about you. Who are you? Who are you?
Yeah.
And why would this outcome deter me from loving God any less?
Right.
Get the H out of here with that.
Yeah.
And so I realized at that moment that there are certain things that could, you know, draw you away from that person if you're erroneous about like
perception.
The perception of it. Exactly. And so I was like, ain't nobody finna tolerate that. That's crazy. And then I remember coming out of my mouth, and this is something that Jonathan and I both shared on separate occasions, but we were experiencing the same thing. And it was, if you never did anything for me again in my entire life, God, this was a prayer that Jonathan and I both at separate times prayed, and we got together and we talked about it because of something that had happened with our finances. And I told him, God, I said, if you never came through for me again from this moment forward, I would still owe you 1,000 lifetimes to pay back the debt that you got me out of.
Amen.
If there was nothing else that you ever did, and I promise you, I was that fiery about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was like, ain't no devil gonna try to rob me of my relationship with God because of something that he orchestrated. And that's what the devil wants. The devil wants to do certain things. You see, you suffer the loss of XYZ, and then all of a sudden you are in this mindset that God is the one that did it, and he's the one that, and so you're holding a grudge against God as though he was the author of it, which you're wrong. And then it deters you from believing him for greater. It's affecting your prayer and fasting even now. You can't even pray for those things that you want, really want, because in the back of your head, you're thinking, well, Rico, mm-hmm. Rico died.
You're helping us. You're helping us.
I can't fully believe that because in the back of your mind, you've got that little like gremlin sitting there trying to convince you that don't get your heart involved too much. Don't get your expectations up too high because we know how that ended with Sister Margaret.
This is so specific. I mean, I love this. Yes.
So it just saddens me.
Yeah.
That people would keep their relationship with Christ based solely on what he can do. Can you imagine if I loved Camila only based on what she would do for me? If you don't clean up your room, I'm going to stop loving you. And I don't want any communication with you at all. That you'd be like, you need to check up on her. DSS, hello. Somebody call Child Protective Services. Because if she's saying that out loud, I can't imagine how she's treating Camila. And people would side with you 100% and they should. Because ain't no way a mother's expecting for their child. If you don't come through with half of the rent, we can no longer talk, Camila. I know that you're not of age to work, but I need $1,000 for rent. And if you don't come through, then I'm sorry. We can no longer be in fellowship with one another. Do you see how silly that sounds? Do you see how stupid that is? That kind of reason, and I say, the masses do it every day. So after this prayer and fasting,
mighty God,
the things that you've been desiring and you're not seeing right away, you're not seeing them even now. Everything just doesn't even look like it's working. You know, just because you don't see a thing working doesn't mean that it's not working. There's big giant bulbs in the ground at my home right now that I planted there. If I just tore them up and said, you know what? I planted these tulips and it is January and I have not seen the manifestation of these tulips. I'm ripping it out. What a disaster. Even when I don't see anything working from where my eyes can see, I know that even now in the cold, it's at work. And it's growing and it's gonna manifest. But could you imagine if I just ripped that thing out then I would for sure not see that. Mm-hmm. And you know what? So many people have left the church. You didn't help me pay my rent. I was praying for it. You didn't come through. I'll figure it out myself. Oh yeah? That's how deep your love goes. How deep is your love? How deep is your love? It's not deep at all. Fíjate. So I'm not saying all of this stuff that we're doing right now is so that we can progress and that God would, unleash his best on us. Yeah. But by no means, and it's a mindset. What I'm really digging into right now is the mindset behind what it is that you are desiring. Is it of a pure heart? Or is it, if this doesn't come through, then I can't believe this. I can't believe that this scripture. You know how many times people have like come on the chat? I remember one family in particular. They were like, oh, we tried that tithing thing and it's a bunch of hogwash. It didn't work for us. We've tried it. Oh, he said, we've tried it for 2 months and it hasn't worked. So this, all this ministry does is they hype people up and they want to take your money and they're deceivers and blah, 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 blah. But his heart wasn't right. And so what all of this I'm talking to you about is a heart motive. It's a heart motive. That's it. Get your heart right. Maybe I'll call it that. Get your heart right.
I mean, half the battle is realizing that you're thinking in this way. I don't know that people have the self. They don't have that kind of like, they don't reflect on themselves enough to come to the conclusion that that's actually at the root of why they stop themselves from actually believing. Do you know what I'm saying? Because you adapt to the way that life is, and you never really ask yourself why you do what you do or why you think what you think. It's just kind of like, yeah, I mean, I'm really, you know, like the fact that you had that honest conversation with yourself and you could evaluate yourself in that way is so rare. But I think that just unveiling that, it, even in you, that's going to help everybody else to be able to see where they've missed it.
Let me tell you a story that maybe I've shared once or twice, because this kind of will help you understand this. The reason why I knew Jonathan and I had prayed the same prayer about, God, if you did nothing else for me for the rest of eternity, I would still owe you a massive debt. Okay, just because I get to spend eternity with you, that's enough. That's sufficient enough. The sacrifice you did, the plan you orchestrated with me in mind, that is enough. That is overwhelming. If you allow yourself to go there, okay? If you allow yourself to think not just about the church, but me, place yourself in that. It's me. You did that for me. When you were on the cross, you had Adalys in mind. You had everything that I was dealing with. And the Bible even says that even while I was in sin, Christ died for me. Even while I was doing it, giving him the finger, saying that you don't work, you don't exist. He was there dying for me. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, fine. So that alone was a great motivator. And I told Jonathan that, and he said, that's interesting. And this is just days after our son had passed. And he said, you know, when I was in the hospital bed, I petitioned with the Lord that if he saved my son, I would clear the bank out. Did I ever tell you this?
No.
Probably. I may have like mentioned this like once before, and probably in a podcast, and probably, I don't know. But he said, I will clear out my bank and I will give it to you if you save my son. And then he didn't make it. And so the next day, he was like, wait a minute.
He kept the money.
Huh?
He kept the money.
No, he said that. He's like, you know, he was like holding his son.
Yeah.
And he's like, he's dead.
Yeah.
So his natural tendency was, I'm keeping that money. Mm-hmm. I'm going to keep that money. Right. I petitioned. I told you if you would save my money, or my son, I would clear out my entire bank account. And he said, and then when I sat there with my son, I said, what a blessing it is that you have given me my daughter and that my wife is alive. Mm-hmm. And he said, forget that. And he said, you know what, Lord, I'm going to clear out my bank because I love you.
Wow.
Not because of what you can do.
Come on, Lord.
And it was then that we realized that we prayed the same thing, but it was just, it was a little deeper for him, because he just came to the realization that it's not what I can get.
Jesus.
And if you understand that like that all the crap that's happening in your life, it has nothing to do with anything but the devil trying to get you off course with your relationship with God.
Dang, dude.
And your ability to love him without bias or without expectation. That's love. That's the kind of love he showed us. Because even while we were yet in sin, and I read to you in the beginning of this thing, how God came through Christ to forgive us. God himself made a plan and said, I'm going to go show up on their behalf because I love them so much. Were we lovely? Were we worthy of it? In his eyes, we were, but in the natural, we weren't doing anything that would cause for this kind of love to be deserved. Are you following me?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you pursuing?
Yes.
So it's like, how can we base our relationship with him based on how well my marriage is, how good my finances are. What kind of a love is that? It's not. It's not a love.
Wow.
So it's just, and this again, on the heels of us praying and fasting, check your heart. Because everybody wants to follow a formula. Some of you are following the formula of prayer and fasting, expecting for everything to change during this prayer and fasting, when it has nothing to do with pushing away the plate. It has everything to do with your spirit, your heart. The Bible even talks about this one doesn't come out, but by prayer and fasting. What is it? The unbelief, not that demon. We were starting to talk about it last week. Mm-hmm. This kind doesn't come out, but by prayer and by fasting. What kind doesn't come out? You need to get rid of the unbelief. You pray and fast to get rid of unbelief, which is a really good start in developing your relationship with Christ. I guess it's all coming down to the love aspect. And you got nothing, and the Bible even says it. Mm-hmm. You have nothing if you have not the ability to love. If you don't do things out of a love motivator, you can pray and fast until you're 26 pounds. And if love is not the motivator there, it's never gonna work. I just want a big ministry so that I can put it up on Instagram so the show ever. God, give me a ministry. I'm praying and fasting for a big ministry. You ain't gonna get it. Your heart's wrong. And everybody wants to follow this formula and everybody wants to like have this mapped out, when in reality, the whole secret about success is the fiery love you have for God. God looked at David and said, I can use this person because he's a man after my own heart. He loves me. You see, look at, he's kind of nuts. He's under that grove tree. And he's playing the harp, singing songs to me all day while the sheep run around. While everybody else is busy doing their own thing, he's out here worshiping me. He's got my heart. Yeah. And that's why things were unusual for David, King David. They worked out different, didn't they?
They did. Galatians, back to Galatians 5:6. For in Christ, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but faith working through love.
Read that again.
For in Christ.
What passage is that?
That's Galatians 5:6. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything. That means that it doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter what kind of religious practice that you're getting into. It avails nothing but faith working through love.
For if we are in Christ.
Let me tell you, this is going to set people free. It's the love factor. Go ahead.
Neither circumcision mm-hmm. nor uncircumcision. It's not what you do.
This is the key.
In the natural realm.
Yes.
That's going to get the attention from God or make things work for you. Get the out of here with that. It has nothing to do with any of that. But only faith activated.
She said what she said.
And expressed.
Oh.
I could be here for another hour, Mags. I could be here for another hour. I'm not going to. But faith activated. So it doesn't just end with faith. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. It doesn't come just by somebody preaching this to you. It has everything to do with how it's expressed. It's faith that comes alive. Faith is a spiritual transaction.
Yeah, it's a substance.
And then faith coming alive by the expression or the actions that you take. But it cannot be expressed without this next thing, working through love.
Nobles.
And that's, once you have this beautiful, it's like a beautiful symphony of sorts. It's like you've got that one kind of note, but then the second note comes in and then the third, and then it creates a melody. Like you have to engage the three. It's receiving the faith through the word of God, activating it, doing something, work. That's what Daddy Dag deemed 2024. It's the year of work. Yes. Work!
Shame on you for not working, too.
But the work has to be
coupled,
inspired,
ignited
by love. Mm-hmm. So if you have no love,
yeah,
what the heck do you have?
Or if your love has grown cold, what do you do?
What do you do? Look at this in 1 Corinthians 13:1. Mm-hmm. If I can speak in the tongues of men and even of angels, yeah, but have not love, that reasoning, intentional, spiritual devotion, such as is inspired by God's love for and in us. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I want you to notice that. This is the Amplified. This, some of y'all got it. Some of y'all, it went right over your head. Mm-hmm. Let me read that again. If I can speak in the tongues of men and even of angels, but have not love. And what is this kind of love that we're talking about? It's the reasoning. It's intentional spiritual devotion. Such is that's inspired by God's love for and in us. So this kind of love, you can't even activate it without first experiencing it and receiving it. And it says, I am only a noisy gong or clanging cymbal. And if I had prophetic powers, the gift of interpreting the divine will and purpose, and understand all the secret truths and mysteries, and possess all knowledge, and if I have all sufficient faith so that I can remove mountains. Look at this. Some of y'all are praying for these things to be removed so that you can move mountains. Some of you have declared those mountains to be removed. If there is no love, and then in brackets it says, God's love in me, I am nothing, a useless nobody. And that's what I felt without knowing it, because this is the first time I've ever read it in the Amplified Bible, this scripture. And without knowing it, it was like, who do you think you are? Where, that's not coming out of a love for God, blaming him for my situation because I trusted in you and you didn't come through for me. And then how can I ever preach again about fruitfulness? And how can I ever preach about that? I came to the realization, it's like, oh yeah, your love gauge needs to be full. You need to get lost in his presence a little bit more, because you're wrong. You are so wrong in so many, so many levels. So what do? You come to the realization that if you make no mistake, and this, you can't just say this, and this is the fun thing about this. You can't just say it and mean it. You gotta mean it with your heart, because you know you've experienced coming into contact and full notion about this with your own personal experience, that you love God. And he loves you. And it's a reciprocal thing. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to let any situation or circumstance try to dictate to you. I mean, that's that kind of love that we need to step into in 2024.
Yes, we do.
The kind of love that's not contingent on what God is going to do for us. Although he's going to do great and mighty things. But it's based out of a hot, fiery love to follow after him and do what's pleasing to him, because that's all you want. I want to please the master. I don't do anything, and I promise you I don't do anything except whatever he tells me to do, because I know it's pleasing to him. I don't do it for any other motive. Trust and believe. And if you're doing things to be seen, to be heard, for notoriety, for fame, check your heart.
My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. I mean, we're going to have to figure out something here because this is First John is, I mean, talk about love. That'll wreck you. If you are, you know, if you're cold in this area, you have to understand that there is things that you have to do to, you know, you fan the flame of the love for God. You know, I read this one. No one has seen God at any time, but if we love one another, God abides in us and his love has been perfected in us.
That's a telltale sign.
Boss.
You got enemies? You got beef with the people that are living in your house? Telltale sign that you haven't entered into the love or surrendered to it.
Yeah.
Because there is a surrendering aspect to it.
You know, like I don't have enemies. I have people who don't like me.
Sure.
But I would wish them well. If I see somebody at a party or whatever, there's nothing but love. And I'm genuine about that. Sure. I literally am 100% because I don't have it in me. And I'm not saying like, oh, here's to toot your own horn, but that is a gauge. If we love one another, God abides in us forever. I mean, Jesus Christ came down and simplified the Ten Commandments and said what? Love your brother as yourself. Love God with all your heart and all. Like he basically simplified it into those two things. So if you're living in discord, if you're living in perpetual, like, you know, bouts of anger and frustration and this enemy and this hater and this, that, and the other, that's a sign. And that should be a very telling sign to you mm-hmm. that there is this operation of love is not, or this kind of love is not in operation in your life. I mean, this book is amazing. I don't even know where we should, I mean,
John actually declared himself to be the one that Jesus loved the most. So he's like, let me talk about love because I know a thing or two.
I mean, this is a great book. I'm just saying. Whose book, Bible is this?
I think it's... Kofi.
I am getting blessed by his notes. I'm like, this is some anointed. I mean, I may not give this back. Sorry, Brother Kofi.
It's all coming off at the seams. But I'm sorry to have to throw that on you. But I just...
No, that's good.
It's like the same reason people don't get over somebody that died. It's the same reason. Because they're more sensitive to the emotion of death
mm-hmm.
than life. They're more fixed on death
mm-hmm.
rather than life. It's interesting because Daddy Dad came in here and he said, like, he said, if you're mourning, it shows that you don't really love God. If you are in grief and perpetual sorrow, it means that you don't love God. Because you're focused in on something that he's not. God is not death.
Right.
God is not darkness. And so when we try to venture into that realm of perpetual sorrow, that's where the enemy wants us to be. But if we believe the word to be true, then we celebrate life.
Yeah.
And understand that death is not a period, it's a comma.
Right.
That helped me.
Amen.
This many years in out of that situation with my son. He passed 2019. And that helped me. That helped me big time to come to that understanding that I celebrate life because God is light. He is life. And me going against And that's really what it is. It's like if I step into sorrow and perpetual grief, I'm stepping out of life and light and stepping into death and sorrow. And I make that, I'm more infatuated and I'm more obsessed with that reality than the reality that I will soon see my son.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So it's a mindset is what I'm saying. So it doesn't matter what, if you really believe the word, then that's where the scriptures say, death, where is your sting? Then you could actually say that without any like hurt in your heart. It's like, oh, wait, where is that? I know what the word of God declares over my life. I know that I'm going to see him again. I celebrate the light and the life. And I refuse to stay stuck in that scenario. Because that's where the devil would want you to be stuck in overwhelming you with the feeling of loss instead of celebrating life and what God has already given you. I don't know how it ended up here, but here we are in Kenya. We started in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and now we are in Africa.
I mean, that's going to help somebody, though, that's for sure.
But I want you to
analyze yourself.
Analyze it.
Check yourself.
Were you rigging? Especially because if you're joining us in this prayer, if you're one of the 4,400 people that are joining us in this fast, then you're going to be hypersensitive to the Spirit of God at work and speaking through you. That's the whole reason why we are chipping away at unbelief in our life, fear. And all of that flesh stuff that gets in the way from us receiving what we need to receive from God. And most of the time, as basic as this is, its foundation, the first thing you have to receive in your spirit is the love of God. And I don't think anybody talks about that. We talk about his forgiveness and we talk about going to heaven and living right, but hardly anybody talks about the love aspect that he came, God came to this world. God gave his only begotten son because he loved you and I. That was the main motivator. That is the equation. That is the formula. Everything happened out of a love for you and me. And if you just got John 3:16 and just read that over and over for the rest of the fast, let it sweep over you and come to the understanding when it says the world, it's actually talking about me. For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son. It was me.
Amen.
He loved me, so that's why he sent Jesus. And so when you get intoxicated with this kind of stuff, your prayers are going to change. You are no longer going to be talking about, I want a Rolex.
I know.
You ain't going to be praying about some dumb stuff. And I feel like, sadly, this needs to be addressed. And we talked about it early today in the broadcast. It's like, what are you believing for and who does it benefit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's totally right.
What a small mindset that is. What a dumb mindset that is. What a...
The lesser is what it is.
100% to be kind.
Yeah, and once you tap into that, then you can have that confidence.
And there's nothing better than that.
Right, because you know that you're coming from a place that's pure. And you can ask anything and it will be given. And that's that true. Like, that's where you get that, like that, you know, not that you boast in and of yourself, but you can get to a point where it's squeaky clean with the Lord, where I can ask for anything. It's so funny because we're in a thread and everybody's doing this like prayer stuff or whatever. And they're like, all right, listen, let me know what you guys want me to pray for because God really answers my prayers. Everybody says the same thing. It's because they have that understanding that there's nothing that's diluted and there's nothing in between their petitions and Almighty God.
Because when you're one with Christ and you understand the love aspect of it.
Yes.
I love him. He loves me. He's in me. I'm in him.
Yes. Everything I do is because of him.
Exactly.
And for him and by
then
him.
Then your intentions are purified.
Yes. Do you, and to me, it's not, it's, you know, you get those, and it's not to knock anybody who has like a Rolex or whatever, like on their prayer list, but those things are so menial in comparison. And not that you won't get any of those things. I mean, the Rolexes are nice. They're great. But at the end of the day, it is... This is the kind of pungent, you know, I'm so glad that you touched on this, especially for prayer and fasting, because I think that there is something in the way when people ask for something, they like almost stop themselves. And it's because of this. It's almost like, oh, I can't go there with this prayer. I mean, how silly would it be to say that like my family, you know, gets all saved. Like that's insane. You know, Lord knows what I've been through. Lord knows what I've done. And it's this misunderstanding that doesn't get spoken about at all about, you know, how you view your Heavenly Father. But I think the whole goal is to, 5:14. Now, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us whenever we ask, that if we know that he hears us whenever we ask, that only comes from the revelation of love.
100%.
You're not going to go over to somebody and say, you know, like, I don't know Donald Trump from a hole in the wall. I'm not going to go over to him and ask him for, you know, a suite in New York City. Like those things, it doesn't happen because there's not that relationship with that person.
That's it.
But when you have this relationship and it's etched in stone and you come clean, and let me tell you, it doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. It takes a second for you to say, God, I have been guilty of this mindset. Get rid of it. It's the same thing. Yeah, I know. So this is a good English. English is hard, but it means the same thing. Menial, minuscule means it's all very little. Same thing. So, you know, but that only can come through the revelation of the love of God. And how wonderful that you have that opportunity, even now, even right now. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, I love how they even had to throw that in there because it's like there's so many people just even convincing themselves that it's too crazy. I can't go there in my mind. It's whatever we ask. Like he knew. He was in our brains. We know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him. So it's all done.
And it's all connected.
It's all done.
It's all done and it's all connected. And that's why it's important to analyze these things, because you can't start off this year asking for change when you're unwilling to put in the effort. The whole reason why I'm in covenant and relationship with Christ, and because I love him and he loves me, the reason why we see things in this ministry that most ministries don't is because of our relationship with Christ.
Yeah.
Which means I put in the effort, just like it is with any human being. If I want to develop my friendships, then I spend time with them and I invest myself in their lives. And if I don't, then I don't.
And you won't reap the benefit.
And I won't reap the benefit. Right, exactly. It's just like that same analogy with President Trump. It's like, I don't know him. So if I get near him, the Secret Security or Secret Service is going to arrest me or hurt me very badly. But if I know him on a personal level and I say, hey, Donald...
Don,
you know, would never do that, but you know, and then we develop a friendship. Then all of a sudden, people are going to see me from a mile away and make way where there was no way. I'm going to have access to certain things that I would normally not have access to as just a normal civilian.
Yeah.
So we need to
take your life seriously.
Take it serious and then invest what needs to be invested. Put the work in.
I say work and it makes me laugh because it's not work. It's not work. It's a pleasure. You read your word.
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
Listen to preaching. You put that ever before you. That's not work, but that's how it, like, he designed it that way. And people, you can even lie to yourself to think that even that is work. Like, that's a difficult thing to do, to read your own work.
I just don't have time. I'm just got 8 kids. And I just don't have that time. Then don't. We know where you're.
He made it as simple as possible.
That's it. Structure, and that, there's nothing better than the time of prayer and fasting, because it structures you. You develop a habit in 21 days. If you just took in 20 minutes a day to read
I'm
the word,
you, it'll change.
Pray
your, that compound effect.
Ask him. Yeah. What do you want me to do today? Help me. Help me. I just was in a situation earlier today. I was like, Lord, help God, be a guide over my mouth and let me not say what I really want to say. Certain individuals.
That's love. That's showing the love of Christ.
Yeah, I was like, and I literally said, I said, I'll say what you want me to say, but if I'm saying it out of the flesh, I won't say it. If I'm going to say it out of the spirit, I'll direct me and lead me, and I'll say everything you want me to say in the spirit. I will be a cat. I will have my Cat William moment. I will say it. I will declare the truth.
You kind of
for the world to see. I'm going to tell you right now, put up a picture of Cat William. This is what
I'm I'm telling you.
I was like, no, I will do it. But not because I want to like, you know, pat myself on the, or get like my own,
recognition or pat your ego.
Pat my ego or do revenge.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I know revenge belongs to him.
Vengeance is those.
Or vengeance, yeah. So I don't want to be petty, but I will have my Cat William moment. If you want me to declare the truth in love.
That's so good.
I will. But that's what I wanted to do. I was like, you know, like, don't let my flesh get in the way. Let everything that I say be done out of the spirit. Amen. No pain. And I wish more people would do that with their lives.
No, 100%. Be more intentional. Yes.
Be like, now's not the time to speak. Zip it. Zip it, calladita. Zip, zip, zip. Shh. Because everything you say is seed. So if I say something out of flesh, I'm going to reap out of the flesh. I don't want to reap death. I want to reap life and peace. But make no mistake about it. The truth will come out. The truth will prevail. Every single time.
I need those sound clips isolated for Check the News. All right, well, that blessed somebody. I'll tell you what.
So I'm sorry that it was like so, kind of like heavy today. We went back to 2019.
Yeah.
But I want you to see clearly that it's like something that we've walked through. The desire for self that rises above the desire for God and loving him. I don't want anything blocking.
No, me neither.
Me from loving God.
Me neither.
I don't want to create that false reality in my life where if you don't do this for me, I can't love you that way. No, get out of that mindset. And Father, in the name of Jesus, keep Cat right there. In the name of Jesus. Everything that needs to be exposed in our lives, I command it to be exposed. This is going to be a heavy, I don't know if all y'all want this, but you're going to get it anyway. Everything.
Sat here too long.
You sat here too long. Everything that needs to be exposed, I command it to be exposed. Every hindrance, every hurdle in our minds and in our lives, I command them to be exposed. Let the truth be revealed upon every person listening to this broadcast in Jesus' name. What's going on there? He's fighting a child. Get that off. Get that off. I don't want to see that. I said get it off.
The delay.
Oh. So in the name of Jesus.
I tell you, yeah.
It's your time. This is going to be your year.
Amen.
And I declare that. But a wake up. I'm also 9 days in and I'm hungry. This might be coming straight from just... No, it's not. It's coming straight from my spirit. Y'all need to get acquainted with the love of God this prayer and fasting, and let him, let love guide you. Amen. Let love be the motive behind everything you do in Jesus' name. I'll see you next time, y'all. Bye.
Hey, this is Jonathan Shuttlesworth. I want to thank you for listening to my podcast, or if you're listening to my wife's. Thank you on her behalf. If you want to be more than just a casual listener and stand with us as we take the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ to our generation, go to revivaltoday.com and click Give Now and be a part of the 1,000 monthly partners that we're believing for. I have a special gift that I'll send to you today, and I'll say thank you in advance. Until next time, thanks for listening. See you later.